Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Did he drop it early? Boy, that's going to be close.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, he extended it with his hand a little bit.
Did Sneed's trying to say that he got the ball out. Wow.
You see him kind of put it on his fingertips, but did he have control, Arch, before that thing broke the plane?
Back live at City Tap House in D.C. They've got the Capital Ale available for people out here. The Devil's Backbone, delicious beverage. You can get that out here if you're coming out to the game tonight. Rock your red. They got great drink specials, food. Oh, we're going to be here until 6:30, and the game is at 7:30 tonight at Capital One Arena. The Caps and the Bruins getting a new season started. You'll hear from John Walton at 5, play-by-play voice of the Capitals on the radio. He's got the call tonight right here on The Fan at 7:30. And Nick Dowd, who we've had on the show over the years many, many times.
Doubter.
As a weekly regular. Dowd is going to be on the program between 6 and 6:30 as we get ramped up with a season preview and get ready to drop the puck on the new 25-26 campaign. I wanted to get into this controversy and this big discourse now happening about Jonathan Gannon, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. So let me get people up to speed on what happened, and then we'll give some takes. One of those things, I think, if you're just a Commanders fan in D.C. that might be out of sight,
out
of mind.
You might have missed it, yeah.
So the Cardinals have fined head coach Jonathan Gannon $100,000 for a sideline interaction. And I'm calling it an interaction. I've seen other people call it a confrontation or an altercation. Altercation seems a little bit rough for me. That's a little bit of a stretch. But what happened was he has a running back named Amari DiMercato, who you just heard in that highlight there, rips off a long run, okay? 72-yard touchdown run taken off the board as a 71-yard carry for DiMercato because inexplicably and unforgivably, Danny, at the goal line,
yep,
to celebrate his touchdown, he's doing the move where he just drops the ball as soon as he crosses the chalk. But he dropped the ball at the 1-yard line with, yep, no defender around him. He started celebrating at the one, cost his team a touchdown.
In a game they would go on to lose.
In the fourth quarter, would have put the game away. Instead of a three-possession game, it's still two possessions. Titans get the ball back. Dumbest rule in sports after a touchback. They get a fifth of the football field, oh, by the way. And now they go on, as you said, to come back and win the game. There were other crazy plays we could talk about. I don't know if you watched that game.
I did, yeah.
That led to them winning. One of the most insane touchdowns on a ball that the Cardinals like turned over twice and on the same play. It was so stupid.
When they got a turnover? Yeah, bizarre.
But anyway, this guy, Amari DiMercato, drops the football, okay? It's one of those things that should never, ever, ever happen. So Gannon approaches him on the sideline and just eviscerates him. I mean, you don't see coaches at the NFL level talk to guys like this very often. In his ear hole, screaming at the top of his lungs, and he ends this exchange with basically like a punch or a kind of fist to the, like sidewards fist to the chest. Now, it could be called a punch. I'm sure in a non-football context.
Yeah, like if you read the transcript of the events, you'd,
right,
go, he struck him in the chest. It's not.
He punched him in the chest.
Yeah.
Except in football, or if you've ever been in sports, a coach kind of hitting you in the chest, it's a very much a, let's go,
like,
man.
Come on, dude.
Like, get,
yeah,
your head out of your butt kind of thing, right? And that's what he did. I say all this to say that the dialogue since has been, how dare him? What an unprofessional thing. Maybe true. He's got to be better, possibly. And there's players. I saw TJ Houshmandzadeh in a video circulating online saying I would have knocked him out. That that this player, Amari DiMercato, should have fought his coach, basically. How dare you touch me? How dare you treat me like that? Again, forgive me for saying that's a bit overboard. But this was, to his credit, Jonathan Gannon speaking yesterday after having some time to think about it and apologizing about what he did.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
I woke up this morning and didn't feel great about it, honestly. And so in the team meeting, I addressed it. I apologized to Omari, apologized to the team. And I just told him I kind of let the moment of what happened get the better of me there. Obviously, like I try to be emotionally stable and calm because my job is to solve problems when during a game. And kind of lead the charge on that. So it's not really who I am, who I want to be, and I told the guys that today. So it's a mistake by me, and it's just like everybody in there. Everybody made some type of mistake yesterday, which is, you know, culminates to why we didn't win the game, and we can't let it happen moving forward.
So I love that apology.
Sure.
I don't even know that it was completely necessary, but apparently he apologized directly to DiMercato, which is what I would have done. He didn't even do it like in his office. He did it in front of the team. What I like about it, Danny, is if I'm preaching stay within yourself, let's not lose our minds, let's not do anything stupid and cost our team, and then I do that, I'm a hypocrite. So I like saying a lot of us made mistakes this weekend. Me too. I'm going to apologize for what I did. Now, who else wants to talk? That's what I would have done at my team meeting.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he did something like that. But what do you make of this whole discourse now where it's as if, you know, he's some college coach that, like, body slammed a player on the sideline?
Yeah, this is like, it's not as if he swung on the guy. The dialogue around it I found bizarre. And I know we do 24/7 outrage machine, you know, who's going to give me the 30-second clip that's going to, you know, go the most places and all the shouty shows can react to it. I understand all that, but even within that context, I've been baffled by the reaction. Also, the fine itself, I mean, again, if he's shaking him, if he's, like, grabbing him by the collar, there's no collar in football jerseys, you know what I mean? If he's grabbing him by the jersey and shaking him, and then that's like an angry punch, it's the end where he's going, let's go, come on. He's reaming the guy out for an unforgivable mistake. He deserves some grace there. Not talking about DiMercato, by the way, but Gannon. Bewildering to me. This is, I generally roll my eyes when a lot of, whether it's football fans or other folks, talk about the softening of sports and things like that. That is nowhere near a point where I thought that was fine worthy, where I thought that was apology worthy. I'm glad he did it. Because again, if you're preaching something, I don't know what you're talking about behind the scenes. This is not our team culture. We're doing X, Y, Z. I apologize. Fine.
I'll go this far. It's a bad look regardless. Like, just to be that incensed and that angry in the face of a player who's, like, completely dejected. So he's got this offensive lineman who's got his hand around him, wrapped. You know, he's basically doing a pick-me-up, like, oh, I'm so sorry, dude. I know this is a terrible moment for you. We still believe in you. We love you. And while he's being consoled, the coach comes over and just eviscerates him, and then kind of with his whole body slaps him in the chest. So I get it. The optics are bad, and I think I would have apologized too. I would have said, hey, man, that wasn't cool what I did yesterday. My fault. But for people to act like, you know, that the player should have fought at him or that.
Yeah, that's insane to me.
This is like above
There's a difference, though, if I can. Like the physical error. Right? Like, you drop a pass, and, like, you go put your arm around Chris Moore. Like, let's say that it costs Washington the game. It's like, hey, man, look, better days ahead, next play, we'll be on it, it'll be fine. That's the Dan Quinn approach. The selfish, unforgivable lapse in judgment, me first, I'm more concerned about my celebration than I am the team actually winning the game and doing a productive thing, yeah, I'd be incensed, too. So, again, and I think it's fine. I'm glad he apologized the way he did. He's talking about his team coach, what they're trying to implement.
You're watching the video in front like I am right here. Yeah. I've got it right here. If he doesn't slap him in the chest like that, I don't think anyone's talking about this. It's just that chest slap of like, are you kidding me? Let's go! And then the coach kind of pulls him away as again, the other guy's head is down like he's about to cry. I just think the look is so bad. You don't see that very often. Now, I don't think it's fineable, but they fine him $100,000 as a team. Whatever. I'm cool with the apology. If he doesn't slap him, don't you agree that no one has mentioned this for 1 second?
I think you're probably right. I think you're probably right about that. But again, it's...
Should it be that simple that you can't touch a player?
Not for me. I mean, honestly, I don't know.
What if a player did that to a coach?
Yeah, I mean, intent matters to me. You know, what are you trying... Are you trying to injure the person? Are you actually stepping to them? Are you fighting this person? If that's the case, fine them all day, twice on Sunday. There's no fine too big if you take a swing at a player. But people are acting like that's what that was.
Haven't we seen Kelce kind of shoulder Reed a couple times on the sideline?
Yeah. Highly competitive alpha athletes that have been the greatest at their entire lives, having things not go their way, reacting emotionally in a game where you have to ramp yourself up to get in a car wreck 70 times. A little bit of grace there for me, right? So I understand, you know, Daron Payne and John Allen putting fingers in each other's faces and smacking each other.
Yeah, but this is not that, right? I mean, that's two guys that are angry at each other. Like, this is dude who said, coach who's yelling at him. If this was in college or high school, I think we'd have a different view of it probably. The fact that it's in the professional game in the NFL, does that make it different? I guess that's my rhetorical question. If this is George Pickens, you know, some volatile player, or any player for that matter, Danny, and he slaps a coach in the chest like, let's go, man, let's get it going, let's move the football, throw me the ball. They're definitely getting fined, I would think, right? So is the double standard okay? I guess for me, I would say, yeah, that hypocrisy is reasonable enough because of the roles. But I know a lot of people don't feel this way. Let me let you hear this. You've not heard this yet, I don't think. I found this kind of while doing a deep dive on this story today. But TJ Houshmandzadeh, I don't even know what show this is from. He's like sitting in chairs on some podcast.
Yep.
He's talking about this incident and being a real tough guy. This is what he had to say about it.
A coach would never do that to me.
Why you say that?
Mm. I'm knocking him out on the sideline. I promise you.
Oh, wow.
And every coach I've had, they know that. They know that. He wouldn't do that to me. He wouldn't do that to me.
You're knocking him out.
I promise you. And they know that. They not. And I'm not like I'm a tough guy. You're just not going to disrespect me like that. Because if I do that to you on the sideline, I get cut.
Mm-hmm.
We know that.
So I disagree that he gets cut. If you are a 70-catch Cincinnati Bengal and you do that, you're not getting cut. Now, maybe if you're the 53rd guy on the team,
that might be your time to get cut. Yeah.
You might get cut. You might be right. But you probably shouldn't do that if you're the 53rd guy on the team. He also went on to say, like, my son's watching this game. What is my son supposed to think if I let a man do that to me? That you're a grown-up? that you're a professional who doesn't fight someone?
Well, normally I wouldn't fight, but my son's watching, so I need to make sure I set a good example, said the idiot. what are you talking about?
I mean, that's pretty silly.
Yeah, I mean, that's first team all. If I was there, I would have. Is that what you would have done? Is that what you would have done?
It does come off like such a tough guy.
Person with no stake in it. Yeah.
Nobody would have tried me like that. They know better. Sure about that?
Maybe a coach would have. If you'd done something so incredibly selfish and boneheaded and ridiculous that cost my team the game, yeah, maybe I would have raised my voice at you one time and given you a let's go kind of tap to the chest. Again, I think, to me, this is way closer to a nothing burger. I know it's just criticizing TJ Houshmandzadeh for the tough guy bit. But again, I think everybody my age and older that played sports encountered 1,000 times worse than that. Not necessarily excusing it, but just saying that was way more normal. And that didn't even come close to somebody grabbing the face mask of a guy that missed a block and screaming in his ears or, you know, making me run until I puke because I was a minute late to study hall. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's dealt with worse.
So, but this is another element of this conversation, I think, which is this is a different era. I mean, we have seen coaches fired at the college level. Uh-huh. We have seen guys lose jobs. Guys have to, you know, serve suspensions or whatever for verbally yelling at players and shouting or saying things that they shouldn't have said or what have you to players. I understand that pro is different than college, but I do think the goalposts have moved a ton on what is okay and what isn't. When I, even from when I was in high school, a coach would grab you by the face mask or scream at you or whatever. If people did what some coaches did 20, 30 years ago now, think about, like, how would Herman Boone from Remember the Titans be viewed now? You know, we're not drinking water. We will you know, when you're no longer tired or thirsty, you got blood on my uniform, we're doing up-downs until you guys all get sick. You know,
like, yeah.
That was a different era that's just not allowed to be a thing now. And I do think this, in some way, fits into that conversation.
Bill Parcells' entire salary would just be donated to the league. You
right,
know?
Exactly. Jay had a funny tweet on this, by the way. Jay Gruden, who comes on with us every Monday at 5 p.m., former head coach in the NFL. He says, Jonathan Gannon got fined $100,000 for his sideline altercation. The player get fined for dropping the ball at the one-foot line? I just think that's funny.
That's a good thing.
I don't think they did fine DeMarcado for that. He says, if I dropped the ball at the one-yard line when I played for Howard Schnellenberger, I would still be running gassers. So it kind of goes back to what you're talking about.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.